Good morning. So last week I explained that for a few weeks we were going to experiment with me singing in the choir and we would see how that goes. And then Monday I caught a very bad cold. So I don't know, well, I theologically will not say that this is God telling me not to make quite such a joyful noise, but I will not be singing in the choir today. I am, however, thrilled to welcome our 2025 high school and college graduates and their families this morning. We will have a time of recognition for them later in the service, and then I will invite all of you to join us for lemonade on the lawn so that you can congratulate them and welcome them in person. Camp AIM begins this week. Please check your email for the final schedule that Roger Rollins has sent out, and then reach out to him if you have any questions or concerns. Please join us next Sunday, June 8th, for Pentecost Sunday, and in honor of the tongues of fire that represented the gift of the Holy Spirit, please wear red if you're able. Then immediately following worship next week, please join us for the second Sunday fellowship luncheon in Hollis Hall. All are welcome. And then after lunch, is there a connections team meeting? Yes, so there, after lunch, there will be a connections team meeting. If you are interested in joining that team, reaching out and finding ways that we can connect with each other and with our community, please join that meeting in the Martin House Library as well. The mission team has one seat left for the out of the 20 seats that they purchased for the Dalton Whitfield NAACP Juneteenth celebration and gala on Saturday, June 14th at 5 p.m. If you have already reserved one or more of these tickets, they are now available in the church office for pickup. If you have signed up for tickets and your plans change, please let us know so that we can get those tickets to someone else so that we can make sure all those seats are filled. And I'd like to invite Pam up here for another announcement.
Good morning. My little granddaughter, Anne, 2 and a half, almost 2 and a half, the light of my life, my daughter picked her up from daycare a couple of weeks ago, and on the drive home said, "Well, Anne, tell me about your day." And Anne said, "Oh, I didn't have one today." So I am here to assure you that you are having a day today, and it's going to be a great day to do a couple of things. And the first is mark your calendar for Wednesday, June 25th, 7:30 p.m., when we will be hosting the third in our Selvidge Street Forum series. This one will be Dr. Chris Strain, who is a professor of history, a child of this church. Thank you, Dan and Jean. And an all-around good guy who's going to be speaking about his fifth book, Driving Lessons, A Road Trip Through American Travel Literature. I would invite you, another wonderful thing you can do on this day that you have is order a copy of this book from the University of Alabama Press. And if you order it from University of Alabama Press, you will get a $10 discount on the regular price. But Chris will be talking about his adventure traveling across the country in 1998 in a 1972 VW Westphalia van. He did this at a time, not a midlife crisis because he was a young man in graduate school, but at a point, a fork in the road for him when he had some big decisions to make and was trying to figure out what came next for him. And he writes about his adventures on that journey in the context of other great American travel literature, and we'll count this among great travel literature, the likes of Jack Kerouac's On the Road or John Steinbeck's Travels with Charlie. So again, mark your calendar, please, for Wednesday, June 25th, 7:30 p.m. so our choir friends can join us once again in the foyer of the Martin House for Selvidge Street Forum and Driving Lessons with Dr. Chris Strain. Thank you.
Do we have any other announcements for the good of all? Then as we prepare our hearts and minds for worship, the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you. Please stand for the call to worship. The Lord is King. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples behold his glory. Light dawns for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. And let us pray. Holy God, of every time and every place, keep us nearer to you in the hours of each day, that by the power of the prayer Jesus prays for us and the light of your word, we might drink of your living water, know true joy, and serve you to the end of time. Amen. You may be seated. Trusting in the promise of grace, let us tell the whole truth about ourselves and beg God's mercy for the renewal and amendment of our lives, praying first in silence. And together we pray. Merciful God, day by day we have failed to believe in your presence and your promised forgiveness. We have not trusted in your power to give the riches we cannot see. We have not honored our sisters and brothers as heirs of your desired peace. We have not forgiven others or ourselves. Give us this wisdom and faith to be your body on earth, that we may rejoice in the presence of your saving bounty, to the glory of your ascended Son. Amen. In the compassion of the God who prays for us, with us, and in us, and for the sake of the one who was sent to show us the face of love, who died and rose, who is one with the Father, and who is one with us. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children to come forward. Oh, good, I've got lots of helpers today. Hi. Good morning. I didn't bring the microphone with me today because you guys are going to be my helpers, but I don't have a question for you this morning, this time, okay? So, we are talking this morning about God above us and God beside us, because today is Ascension Sunday. So the word ascension is kind of a big word, right? To ascend something, I'll give you a hint. Let me see. If I do this, I am ascending. What am I doing? What did I do? Wow, yes. So if I give a note to somebody on my phone, that's a send. That is absolutely a send. You are so good. Good job. Good job. That was perfect. That was perfect. So what I did is another kind of ascend where I went up the stairs, right? So if I go down the stairs, that's descend. Right? So today we're talking about Jesus ascending into heaven. He went up into the clouds into heaven. And this doesn't seem like it might be related, but Leif and Lavinia know that we have something on our living room wall that are lots and lots of empty frames, like picture frames. And the point of those empty frames is to put their pictures as they go through each year of school into the frame. And so as you ascend from preschool into kindergarten, and you ascend from third grade into fourth grade, where are you ascending?
Third.
Into third from second grade? And you're going to ascend into kindergarten too, aren't you? Yeah. So as they ascend in age, go up in age, I'll see your pictures fill up those empty frames. So today, we are also looking at some other people who have ascended. You see how I'm tying all this together? Who have ascended the ladder of school. And I'd like to call each of them to come forward, and then you guys are going to be my helpers. Each of you are going to get something. All right, you got to let go of me first, though. Okay, can y'all be, easy. Can y'all be my big helpers? Stay right where you are. Sit down. Stay right there. I need y'all to be my big helpers. So I would like for Caroline Hogshead to come forward. Will you hold this, please? Thank you. Caroline is a graduate now of Dalton High School, and she is going to be attending the University of Georgia. Yeah, just come on up here and stand. She's going to be attending the University of Georgia, where she's going to major in psychology. Isn't that cool? Psychology is a study of the mind, how the mind works. And Hayden Poe is also a graduate. Will you hold on to this, please? Thank you. You see Hayden coming down? Hayden Poe is also a graduate of Dalton High, and he is going to be going to Pace University to study in their theater program. And then, oh wait, I gave you the wrong one. Which one does yours say? We're gonna save hers first. Another, I didn't have these in order. There's the one you need. Okay. And then Ellis Stevens. Will you hold on to that one? There you go, good job. Ellis Stevens is also a graduate of Dalton High. There's a pattern here. And he is going to Marymount Manhattan College, where he will study musical theater and writing for the stage. And then we have Emma Lively, who has just graduated from college from Suwannee, the University of the South, magna cum laude, which I think deserves a quick round of applause. That means that she's really, really, really smart. And we need to expect the same of these other three up here, because they all graduated with honors as well. So you've got a lot to live up to. And then we have who are not with us today, but who are also being honored. Oh, that's okay. Go pick it up. We have Forrest Wise, who also graduated from Dalton High and is going to the University of Alabama to study civil engineering. And we have Owen Witt, also from Dalton High, and the last I heard, he's still deciding where he's going to go. I've not heard the final decision yet. So we have a treat for you all, a gift. Do you remember which one you're holding? Will you go hand those to your people? They'll help you if you're not sure which is which. Right here. No, wrong people. Sadie, this way. Up here. Come on. Be careful. Be careful. There you go. So these are Bibles for you. All right, go give yours to Ellis in the blue shirt. There you go. Good job, my big helpers. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Oh, right on the forehead. So these are Bibles for you to take with you to read, and they have commentaries written in them by Jimmy Carter, mainly based on his time as Sunday school teacher. So congratulations to all of you. We love you, and we look forward to all the things that you're going to do in your life. All right. All right, we're going to pray together, but today, instead, because for time's sake mainly, we're not going to do a repeat after me prayer. We're just going to listen to me pray, okay? So let's pray together. Dear God, thank you for our children, for those who are learning to walk, for those who have just walked, and for every stage in between. Guide our children, especially our graduates, as they navigate this world and their place in it. Help them to remember that you walk beside them through every joy and every trial. Grant them wisdom and courage to face every obstacle and a spirit of gratitude for every blessing they receive from you. Wrap them in your arms and keep them under your protection as they venture out into the world, knowing that they make it better just by being who they are. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, let's go back to our places. Okay.
As we prepare to hear God's word for us in Scripture, let us pray. Holy God, whose voice is heard in the thunder and in the silence, speak to us now by the power of the Holy Spirit, and open our minds to the word, your Son, who comes to us as one of us, and ascends to the heavens to remain with us. Amen. Our first scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Acts, chapter 1. Listen for God's word. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, It is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 22. Listen for God's word. See, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, to repay according to everyone's work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes, so that they will have the right to the tree of life and may enter the city by the gates. It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. And let everyone who hears say, come. And let everyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who wishes take the water of life as a gift. The one who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with all the saints. Amen. Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the book of Luke, chapter 24, verses 44 through 53. Listen now for the word of God. Then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things, and see, I am sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
My heart is with the parents of our graduates this morning. I can only imagine the feelings that you're feeling, the feelings that you're juggling. Pride for the accomplishments of your young adults, excitement over their next chapter, and anguish as you remember them as newborns, toddlers, and kids with skinned knees. I heard somewhere that being a parent was falling in love and breaking up with your child over and over again. Every time they move from one stage to the next, you mourn the baby that you've lost, even as you fall in love with the toddler in front of you. And so on, and so on. I mentioned earlier that I have a wall of picture frames, most of which contain an image of a butterfly. Essentially the paper that came in the frames without pictures in them. As my kids age, those butterflies will get replaced with each school year's pictures. The fallacy with this plan was that it showed me a tangible representation of how few years I have left with my kids being kids. As soon as I hung the last two frames, which would one day hold their graduation day pictures, it occurred to me once more how quickly the years fly by. And I immediately burst into tears. My poor husband thought that it was buyer's remorse after having all of these empty frames up on the wall. My friends, you have likely attended award ceremonies, a baccalaureate service, and now your child's graduation in the last month or so. At each of these events, people have made speeches to your students about facing the challenges of life ahead. But today, I want your students to hear me address their parents and grandparents, the people who have loved them through every stage of life so far, and who will continue to love them more than they can possibly imagine. I want to acknowledge that while your students see graduation as a starting point to the next stage, and rightly so, this also represents another point of pain for you as a parent. You have done your due diligence by letting go little by little throughout their lives, and now it's time to release them to the world, which may very likely be one of the hardest things you have ever had to do as a parent. They're moving beyond your ability to shelter and protect them, at least in the way that you've done all of their lives up until this point. They've ascended the ladder of childhood, and they're now venturing out as young adults. Today, our scripture lessons talk both of the ascension of Jesus into heaven after 40 days of appearances to his disciples after his resurrection, and of his return one day in the same way that he left. Now, the text does not mention the women this time, but I cannot help but wonder if Mary was there to see her son ascend into the clouds, just as she had been present during his ministry, seeing his miracles, hearing him teach, and watching him suffer firsthand. I cannot fathom that she would have missed that moment, not while there was breath still in her lungs. And I can only imagine the intense range of emotions as she gazed upon his face that last time. The original followers of Christ were told and believed that the kingdom of God would come in their own lifetimes. Jesus himself said in Matthew 16, verse 28, "Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming into his kingdom." It must have been a shock to them to see Jesus rising up in the clouds to sit on his heavenly throne. They must have been a little disappointed to hear him say that it was not for them to know the times or periods that the Father had set by his own authority. They were ready for the kingdom to bring in a new reign of peace and prosperity for God's people. Instead, they were tasked with continuing the work Jesus started. Now, your students, obviously, have not ascended into the clouds at the right hand of God, but they are ascending a little more beyond your reach. You have not gazed upon their faces for the last time, but you will not be able to see them every morning as you have before. They've been gifted talents and interests of their own, and now they are being tasked with the great responsibility to put those talents to good use. I hope that you're finding peace in the knowledge that you have prepared them well and have provided a foundation upon which they can build a future for themselves. However, they have something greater to sustain them on their journey than anything even you can provide for them. They have a loving God who is above them and beside them and within them. The God who created the universe, who set every atom in motion, who is big enough to reach the farthest galaxies, yet who is small enough to know exactly how many hairs are on each of their heads. This God is with them every single day. Likewise, the God who became flesh, who grew in his mother's womb and nursed at her breast, who skinned his knees and played in the streets, who learned how to be a carpenter from his earthly father, who taught in the temple and showed compassion for all the people. This God continues to walk beside your child every single day. And thanks be to God, the Holy Spirit that moved across the waters and breathed life into humanity, who was with Jesus in the wilderness and who gave him strength as he was tested, who was sent forth from the Father and the Son to dwell in the hearts of us all, will continue to guide your child through every tough decision and speak love and peace to their innermost souls. No matter how far they travel, no matter how much you long to gather them up in your arms, know that the Spirit of God connects you to each other. Know that the God who created them, the God who died for them, and the God whose Spirit dwells within them loves them beyond your greatest imagination. This God who is above them and beside them and within them will renew their strength. They will mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Rest in this knowledge and be at peace. Amen. Please join me as we affirm our faith together using the Apostles' Creed. Children of God, what do you believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. For the gifts of Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, and for the privilege of offering the first fruits of our hands, let us give thanks to God with what we have this day. You may be seated. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If those who hear my voice open, I will come into them and eat with them, and they with me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are all who find refuge in God." The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Let us pray. Holy God, we praise you. Let the heavens be joyful and let the earth be glad. We bless you for creating the whole world, for your promises to your people Israel, and for Jesus Christ in whom your fullness dwells. Born of Mary, he shares our life. Eating with sinners, he welcomes us. Guiding his children, he leads us. Visiting the sick, he heals us. Dying on the cross, he saves us. Risen from the dead, he gives us new life. Living with you, he prays for us. Therefore, we join our voices with the choirs of heaven and with all the faithful of every time and place who forever praise your name. Giving, we take this bread and this cup and proclaim the death and resurrection of our Lord. Receive our sacrifice of praise. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon us that this meal may be a communion in the body and blood of our Lord. Make us one with Christ and with all who share this feast. Unite us in faith. Encourage us with hope. Inspire us to love, that we may serve as your faithful disciples until we feast at your table in glory. We praise you, eternal God, through Christ, your word made flesh, in the holy and life-giving spirit, now and forever. Amen. On the night of his arrest, Jesus took bread, and after giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, broken for you. Whenever you eat of this, do so in remembrance of me." Likewise, he took the cup, and as he poured, he said, "This is the cup of the new covenant. This is my blood poured out for the remission of sins. When you drink of this cup, do so in remembrance of me." The gifts of God for the people of God. Friends, this is not my table. This is not the table of First Presbyterian Church. This is the Lord's table, and all are welcome here. Come forward and be filled. Thank you. Let us pray. Holy and eternal God, you are as far away as the distant stars and as close as our breath. You meet us at this table and we discover our hearts burning within us. May your light and your life shine brightly within us, so all may feel its warmth through us. We pray for unity among all peoples, the body of Christ rent by conflict, that we may be one, and for people of all faiths to honor one another, and for the end to religious warfare. We pray also for peace among nations, between tribes, on schoolyards, in academic halls, within legislative bodies, and around kitchen tables in every home. We pray for the church's mission to proclaim the good news that the world might know you. May the new life of possibilities in faith break open all people to love one another. We pray for the well-being of the earth and its creatures, for the oceans and rivers, heavens and depths, soil and dust, for plants and fish and birds and mammals, who together with ourselves are fed and blessed each day by the air, food, and water you provide. We pray for all people who cry out to you in this hardened time, for people who do not have work, those who have no safety net, for those without dining tables or beds, for those who do not have enough food. We pray also for the people and concerns we now call out to you, either out loud in this room or silently in our hearts. We pray for the saints of all times and places, by whose faith and hope we have been nurtured in accord with Jesus' prayer for his people and our prayers for each other. Gracious God, trusting in your goodness and knowing you can hear more than we can say, we pray all these things in the name of your risen Son, Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, God has shown you what is good. And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Therefore, go out into the world in peace. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. And know that the strong, sure love of God, the amazing grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the intimate, renewing presence of the Holy Spirit will be with you now and always. Amen.